It's a story, only a story, the legendary phoenix, the firebird that rises from its own ashes. Legends aside, life does sprout anew after a fire in the forest. Even without any help from people, green things begin to appear among the blackened trees and ground. And not just green things grow after a fire. Morel mushrooms are known for popping up after a burn, and fire morels are known for their taste and are highly sought after by mushroom collectors and the people who buy from them. Let's meet some people who know the process well and who wanted to give something back to the families of firefighters. They are both from the company called Foods in Season. Johnny Anderson is one of the co-founders and co-owner of the company. Hi, Johnny.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good to have you here today. Francois Smith from Foods in Season Sales and Marketing is with us as well. Hi, Francois.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. Yourself?
Fantastic. And thank you so much. We really appreciate you giving us the chance to talk about this on the radio.
We appreciate the benefit of your expertise. Johnny, let's start with you. What is Foods in Season?
Well, it's a small family operated and run company that my father started back in the late 70s, and actually the morel mushrooms quite iconic for Foods in Season. It was the first mushroom that my father picked commercially and sold a few restaurants locally in Portland back in the early 80s, and he got a large order for dried morels, 500 pounds, which equates to about 5,000 pounds of fresh morels in 1982, and he was wasn't sure if he was going to be able to fill that order, but he decided to quit his job at the local plywood mill in 1982 and went on the road to see if he could gather this large order of dried morels, and I guess the rest is morel history, but that's how the company has started. We distribute Northwest Wild products to customers, mainly like high-end restaurants, all throughout America, and we shipping wild mushrooms as far as Europe and Japan.
So, how long does it take to collect 2.5 tons of fresh morel mushrooms?
If that would be quite a long time. The original order was 100 pounds of dried, basically 5,000 pounds of fresh. It probably took him all year.
Uh-huh.
But nowadays, we can do 5,000 pounds of fresh morels in a matter of probably 2 days.
Wow.
When in the peak of the season.
With how many people out there collecting?
I would say a good harvester could collect up to 50 to 100 pounds of morel mushrooms in the height of the season in really good picking conditions.
Wow. So give us a sense of what it's like out there, Johnny. I mean, in a typical year, I mean, how easy or hard to find morels?
Yeah, it's definitely year-to-year basis. May and June, it's fairly easy to locate these morels if you know which kind of forest fires you're looking for. You need to find the right terrain, elevation, and the right trees that burnt the previous year. So it's not that difficult to catch on in a matter of a year to kind of train your senses on where to maybe look for these things.
And how different are the fire morels from the natural? Is that the other version?
Appearance-wise and taste-wise, I would say there's not a whole lot of difference in the two variety of morels. The main difference is just the more the abundance of the morels in the fires versus the natural morels.
So there's just more of them after a fire?
Yeah, yeah. On the natural morels, on a good day, you'd be lucky to find, maybe 4 or 5 pounds versus you can go out and fill up a bucket and on the fire morels. They're just more more plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing also, burn morels tend to have less parasites, worms and things like that. That's another reason that chefs like to use those. They seem to have, a better shelf life, and you don't have to worry about cleaning them as closely as you might naturals.
So they come up just a little nicer, Francois? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, so I can imagine some fairly gnarly conditions out there on the hunt for fire morels. Can either one of you talk about what you're seeing when you're out there in a burn area looking for these mushrooms?
Yeah, I mean, I try to go out at least once a year because I really enjoy it. It's, you know, hot conditions. Usually you're in May and June, walking up steep slopes that have no shade because the canopy is burnt off the prior year. So you're exposed to the heat and the sun, rattlesnakes, long treks from the car to some of the picking zones up some steep elevations. Those are some of the tougher situations you might run into.
Not exactly life in heaven, as we hear it. We're talking about fire morels or burn morels with a couple of people from Foods in Season, where they've been collecting morels for decades now. Johnny Anderson, co-owner, Francois Smith in sales and marketing. You can join us on the exchange. You might have some questions about this. We're also going to talk about their partnership with the Wildland Firefighter Foundation coming up. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Johnny, do you get some mixed feelings about fire morels? I mean, it's great to have the bounty on one hand, but it does come from destruction on the other.
Yeah, we definitely get mixed feelings about it. Forest fires are a natural occurring event. They're actually a big part of the history of the Northwest. People still talk about the Tillamook Fire back in 1933, more regional to your area, the Biscuit Fire in 2002. So, it's heartbreaking to see these large tracts of land catch on fire, and it seems like every year, every other year, either Washington or Oregon's, breaking the record for the, largest fire in history, and it's just heartbreaking. We hate to see that.
So how did the idea, Francois, of forming a partnership with the Wildland Firefighter Foundation come about?
Well, it actually kind of addresses your last question to Johnny. I was actually on the phone with one of my customers, Lou Rook, who has a restaurant called Annie Guns in St. Louis. And every year, Lou is very excited about the morels coming up and porcinis. And, he's always asking me about it. And I lived in Mendocino, California for 8 years. So last year, I actually had a lot of friends who lost their houses, and properties, due to the forest fires down there and, the Santa Rosa region. And so, I was talking to Lou on the phone and, I was like, oh my God, this year's going to be an amazing year. And pretty much the second I said those words came out of my mouth, I just was like, oh my God, it's like one person's disaster is another person's bounty. And it just, it kind of hit me hard. And, right after I got off the phone with Lou, telling him what a great year it was going to be because of all the tremendous fires last year. I mean, last year was record-breaking. The Forest Service spent about $2.5 billion fighting wildfires. And in California alone, there was, I think it was like 66,000 wildfires. And 23 fatalities down in the Santa Rosa region, 8,700 buildings burned or structures burned. So it kind of hit me. And after I got off the phone with Lou, I went and talked to Johnny and Jared. Jared's Johnny's brother and the CEO of the company. And, I just like said, we got to do something about this. And so the three of us talked about it and decided, we would figure out a charity to donate to. We wanted to give back. We are a very sustainable company, and, we definitely like to give back to the foragers and people this year, in the case of this, the people affected by forest fires. And so I was kind of struggling with, there's so many charities to give to, and nothing wrong with religious-based ones or even ones based kind of on politics. We wanted to stay out of that conversation. And then I was kind of Googling, and I just came across the Wildland Firefighters Foundation, and there was something like I just looked at it, and it just kind of stuck with me. And so I called the foundation and got more information, and then I started realizing that, you know, typical about a lot of things in life, the firefighters, you know, who battle these, you know, forest fires, kind of get the short end of the stick. Sometimes they don't get any benefits for like up to 3 months after something might happen to them, whether they're injured or they're killed. A lot of firefighters go through trauma, especially, you know, if you consider like the Yarnell fire in Arizona near Prescott several years ago. 19 firefighters died. One guy survived, and the guy who survived was very suicidal, and you know, had these feelings of guilt, you know, from that. And so, you know, so there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that, you know, I just saw that the forest fire, the firefighters, it's a tongue twister, the wildland firefighters, had to struggle with, you know, not only fighting a fire, which is treacherous, but afterwards they weren't really taken care of.
So the foundation supports the survivors and the families.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it just seemed like a natural, you know, we started, like Johnny said, selling morels. And so really, you know, the forest provided for us. And, you know, these are the guys that protect the forest. I mean, it seemed almost a natural to be aligned with them.
So what is specifically Foods in Season doing, Johnny?
Well, we're doing a few things. We're using our customer base to help throw morel dinners, which restaurants across the country are going to be putting on in the next week throughout the summer for fundraisers. And then Foods in Season is going to allocate a percentage of funds or a percentage of proceeds on all morels that we purchase and sell to the foundation, and trying to get some of our retailers involved as well. So that's kind of our game plan for that.
Is there a dollar target you're trying to hit?
Yeah, our goal is $100,000 in the next couple of months.
Describe these morel dinners, aside from being a tongue twister. What happens there?
I know, and if you have to say Wildland Firefighters Foundation on top of that, forget it.
Yeah.
So we sell to quite a few chefs, about 5,000 restaurants nationwide, on, you know, some form of regular basis, especially this time at the spring where we have so many items. And we're asking chefs either to do a whole dinner, you know, like an entire morel themed dinner. And then we'll give them the morels, and they need to donate in turn. They need to donate a portion directly to the Wildland Firefighters Foundation under the name Morel Morels. We're also, you know, some restaurants don't have the ability to do dinners, so we're asking them to maybe just do a morel course and donate the proceeds from that course. You know, really, so Any way somebody can contribute and help raise, you know, awareness about this, and B, you know, to also donate directly to the foundation.
We're talking to Francois Smith and Johnny Anderson from Foods in Season about their donations to the Wildland Firefighter Foundation because of the bounty that they get from morels that pop up after a fire. Johnny, have you done anything like this at the company before?
No, this is something we're... haven't done before, but we're really excited about it. And we plan on doing this every year going forward. So something that's just kicking off this year, and we hope it grows bigger and bigger every year.
We have an email here from John in Grants Pass who has a question about the fire effect on the morels. He says, is it the heat they need, or is it nutrition from the ashes? And for example, could he sprinkle wood stove ashes in a small area where he has a patch of morels and get the same effect?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, burn morels, the scientific name is Morel Funcatio, meaning the roots of the phoenix, you know, another creature that rose from the ashes. There has been some research by some Northwest universities in the last 4 or 5 years. Their conclusion is they're not really sure exactly, but they do have some theories behind it, whether it be changing in the pH levels, sudden flush of minerals released by the burnt trees, or perhaps the dead trees unable to fight off the fungus that's trying to decompose the roots of the trees. You do have to have the right trees burnt, whether usually white fir, ponderosa pine, lodgepole pine, they seem to like that. And the severity of the heat of the fire, if it burns too hot, we find that's not usually a really good producing area. And then another big factor is moisture after the fire. So it has to have some snowpack or get some good rains on it in the spring. So a lot of factors come into play.
A real mix of things that go on there. Okay, but yeah. Obviously a bounty this year for morel mushrooms, burn morels, fire morels, whatever you want to call them. Johnny Anderson has been collecting morel mushrooms for much of his life, it sounds like. He's the co-owner of Foods in Season based in Southern Washington. Francois Smith is with sales and marketing at Foods in Season. And look out for the Moral Morel dinners coming perhaps to a restaurant near you. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.